Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling. Our mission is to equip parents to classically educate their children at home, to know God, and to make Him known. Here is Classical Conversations founder, Lee Bortons.
One of the cornerstones of a classical education is the study of Latin. But how does studying Latin actually help the everyday student? I will never forget my friend's son's excitement at the age of 9 when he encountered the Latin verb porto. He came running from his schoolroom shouting, "Mom, I get it! Porto means I carry. You know, like portable." This gratifying experience is repeated daily for students who study Latin through high school. Studying Latin develops mental discipline. Studying any foreign language involves memorization and application, but in Latin, students develop mental discipline by memorizing verb endings, noun endings, and vocabulary words. Although our postmodern minds may balk at memorization, it is no different from preparing for algebra by memorizing the multiplication tables. After children have developed the discipline of memorizing the fundamentals of Latin, they begin to apply what they've learned by conjugating verbs in different tenses, declining nouns, and translating. Translation is the final skill learned as students assimilate their full knowledge of Latin vocabulary and grammar. The process of memorizing and translating Latin develops excellent study habits as students learn to memorize, to apply, and to thoroughly observe details. Latin provides a daily exercise regime for the brain, or the brain muscle. Up to 50 or 60% of the English language is rooted in Latin. Studies show students who studied Latin outperform those who haven't on their SATs. With a Latin background, students learn not just a skill, but the skill of learning, preparing them to tackle even more difficult challenges that may lie ahead in their academic careers.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit classicalconversations.com.